Hello, this is Lindsay.
And this is Candace.
Welcome to our lady part.
We're not talking about our vaginas, and we haven't been doing this. We haven't done this in a couple of weeks, so we're both kind of rusty, but we are practicing social distancing right now, and we are recording with Lindsay at her house and me at my house, and I have called Lindsay, so that's why we might sound just a little bit different this episode.
I know I haven't seen you in like almost, well, no, it's been 2 weeks.
Yeah. And right? I'm like, so like having Lindsay withdrawals.
I'm having Candace withdrawals. I'm having what is going on in this world withdrawals.
Like. I know. So Lindsay and I haven't really got to talk about what is going on in the world right now. Our original plan was we knew we were taking a week off because Lindsay was doing a little bit of traveling and I had some friends in town and it was just like kind of a hectic week for me. So we took a week off and we were not expecting it to turn into this because this came out of like overnight, I feel like.
I mean, the thing is, I remember being at my friend Ashley's house maybe like a month ago, like end of February, beginning of March, and we were sitting around. Her husband got accepted into this program in Japan. It's a foreign exchange student where they go and he does a summer 6 weeks there. And we were talking about like what's going to happen, like if he'd be able to go. We had no idea it was going to get this bad here. We thought there's no, like, it wasn't even a thought. And no. Now that this is happening here, I'm just like,
mind blown.
That we even thought that he was going to be able to go is ridiculous. Like, yeah, I'm sitting in my house. I have to tell this story. Kenneth heard it already, but I'm going to tell you this story. I went to the grocery store today. I'm just like trying to finalize, like, make sure we have everything to where if we get stuck here for 2 weeks to a month, like, we're
fine. Real fast before you get into that. So basically we are technically, what is today? Saturday. I think it was this past week. Yeah. Everybody in the United States basically were told to work from home. So a week ago from yesterday, Will, my husband, was sent home and said work from home until further notice. And our schools closed until supposedly the end of March. But we all know that's probably going to be much longer than that now. But I feel like this came out of nowhere. Like, I knew what was happening in China. I didn't even realize how bad it was in Italy probably until this past week.
I don't think I realized how bad Italy was until maybe Tuesday.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, same here. And so it really is like a shock to me I'm still just shocked about it because, yeah, it just kind of came out of nowhere. So we have all basically, the United States currently right now, in most states, you can still go to the grocery store. You can still go through drive-through places. Restaurants are doing curbside pickup. You cannot eat inside restaurants right now. And practice social distancing. And a lot of people are just kind of voluntarily self-quarantining themselves. So we basically have been taking 20-minute drives for the past week every day just to kind of get out of the house. And other than that, we have not gone anywhere.
No, yeah. I've had my niece and two nephews in town. So this time last week, I had just gotten back to town with them, and it was like mildly concerning that this was happening. So we went ahead and took them to the museum on Sunday. And then by Tuesday, we were like going to take them to the beach on Wednesday. And by Tuesday, we were like,
nope,
okay,
can't do that.
We really shouldn't have brought the kids here. They probably should have stayed with their parents.
Yeah.
And now we're going to basically like quarantine the kids in the house. And the only person to leave is going to be Lindsay, and she's going to buy groceries and that's it. Like, that is the week. And we made it fun. Like, we built a fort. I took them to the park. Like, we walked to the park. It's really close. Definitely didn't get near anybody. We're really safe. Like, I made every single meal that we ate here.
Yeah.
I was really careful with them, but it's just like, it went from, we're going to have a fun week to holy crap. Like, what is going on?
Like, the world has shut down.
And we were talking through the week, like, am I going to have to keep these kids for longer? Like, are their borders going to shut down? Like, what's happening? So that's what I was essentially preparing for.
So what is your current situation as of right now?
for me.
Yeah, like, are the kids, what are your plans with the kids?
We don't have them. Ben took them back this morning.
Okay.
So, I have to tell you, last night at 10:30, we got a call from their parents, just almost hysterically upset, saying, you know, hey, we heard this at a gas station back in Tennessee in our hometown that North Carolina is shutting their borders at 5 p.m. And I'm like, whoa, that is not true.
No.
Would have heard by now if that was true. And so I was like, there's nothing about this online. And she was like, maybe Charlotte. And I looked online, there's nothing for Charlotte. The only thing I can think of that happened was that the South Carolina beaches closed last night at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Like all of South Carolina's coast.
North Carolina did
too. Like vacationing. Yeah. So I think that's what they heard. And it just a rumor of anything closing in Carolina. They panicked because their kids were here.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
They were like, should we drive through tonight? I was like, no, guys, it's a 12-hour difference. Like, no, we will get your kids to you. No one's going to tell you that you can't have your kids.
Yeah.
So we got them back. Ben's back now, and he took them, and I cleaned the house while he was gone because I just needed
He's some, already like, back home?
Time. Yeah, they left this morning at 8:30, and he met them in Asheville.
Oh, okay. I was like, so still, how the back. Hell did he drive to Tennessee and back that fast?
He met them halfway because that's easier for everybody. Nobody's having this whole thing. And both of their parents are off for the next 2 weeks. So they, of course, didn't have a reason to not come.
So another reason why I feel like this might have came more at a shock to me than I was realizing was Audrey, my oldest daughter, is currently tracked out of school right now. So her last day was like May 6th or something like that. And so she is.
You mean March 6th?
Yeah. Oh, I said May. Yeah. March 6th. Sorry. May is on my mind because I'll fill you in on that too. But March 6th was her last day of school. And so with Audrey, she goes to year round school, which she's 9 weeks on, 3 weeks off all throughout the year. And so she's technically still tracked out right now. So I'm just used to her being home at this point. And I think that's another reason why it's just kind of like bizarre to me that this is all happening. But with May, I am a wedding photographer. A lot of you guys know that. And our industry is extremely suffering right now. I've had to postpone a March wedding. I had to postpone an April wedding. I had to postpone 2 May weddings so far. My May 17th wedding, so dates from now until May 17th, are completely rescheduled. In 2 of those weddings, I cannot photograph because one of them, I may be in London. Who freaking knows if I'm still going to go? But I may be in London. If I'm not in London, and of course, I'll photograph the wedding if we're able to June 13th. And then I have another wedding that actually booked her wedding on August 1st, which you, Lindsay, obviously are fully aware that I'm already shooting a wedding on August 1st. So I'll have to get an associate shooter for that too. And then thankfully my May 17th wedding just decided to do it May 16th, 2021. So thankfully I'll still be able to document her wedding. I still have one more May wedding, and I also had a mitzvah in April that I had to reschedule, which I still don't know the days and if that May wedding will reschedule. So it's kind of been crazy over here, and Will's working from home. He's taken over my office completely. So I'm really only able to get editing and stuff done on Saturday and Sunday so far, and just a little bit throughout the week. But yeah, it's been interesting to say the least.
Yeah. I'm interested to see what happens. I'm supposed to start nannying next week, 3 days. I've been talking with the mom, and they are already home full time right now, and they're practicing like extreme social distancing the same way that we are.
Yeah.
So I don't feel uncomfortable going over there because, like, I don't know, meeting them and talking to them on and off a lot, their ideas and values and the way that I live my life is very similar to how they live their life. So I don't feel uncomfortable going into their house like I would with some people. Not anybody that I know, but a stranger particularly.
Yeah.
So I'm still gonna go forward with that. But other than that, I'm not going to the grocery store. I'm not getting gas.
We filled up.
Like we're done.
Yeah, I filled up my gas tank It was probably middle of last week, and we did a lot of grocery shopping the past week. We had some friends come this past weekend, and we thought that it was like whole North Carolina was going to shut down on Sunday. So we had no idea really what was going on, just kind of hints here and there. So they left on Sunday instead of Monday, and we went grocery shopping and made sure we had everything that we needed. But we've been doing a lot of pickup stuff, but I am a user of delivery pickup at Wegmans no matter what. Like, I did this way before this happened, where you can just order your groceries online and go and pick it up. And usually, like, I'll wake up at like 9 o'clock in the morning and order these groceries, and they're ready to be picked up by noon. At this point, when you order groceries at Wegmans now, it's like the next like pickup date. It's not even delivery. It's just the next pickup date is like in a week.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's getting crazy.
It is getting crazy. Oh, I had to go to 3 stores today. One, I went to BJ's, which is like, for those of you who don't know, it's like Costco or Sam's Club.
Yep.
I just had a membership offer where it's like $25 for the year. And I was like, I guess I'm doing a BJ's this year. And I went this morning because I just needed like chili powder and parchment paper, like really trivial things.
Yeah, that I get that at you BJ's just daily use anyways.
Yeah, I use so much that it's worth it for me to buy in bulk, but I didn't need things like toilet paper, cleaning supplies. I didn't need any of that because, like, I'm good.
Yeah, and the only thing we don't have is paper towels, just because I didn't think paper towels were going to be such a freaking big deal, and so I didn't buy any when we were running out, and now we don't have any, but we're making do with hand towels in the washing machine.
No, I love that. That's the earth friendly. I've got some, but I can't get them to. I also have Audrey's tag for the pickup line, which I don't know if I'll ever get back to you. The pickup line at her school.
Oh, shit. It's okay.
I know, I have that.
It's okay. I have her number. So as long as we have like a piece of paper and a number, it's not a big deal. But honestly, at this point, I highly doubt they're going back at all for the rest of this year.
Yeah, I do too. But let me tell you about my story about shopping.
Yeah, so I want to hear your story.
I go to BJ's and I'm picking up my things, and I get there. I thought they opened at 8. They opened at 9. I got there at 8:50. So I just sit in the car and I notice that there's this huge line outside of BJ's. And I'm like, what is going on? It's like raining.
Oh my God.
And it's just people lining up to go in and get cleaning supplies, because they restock apparently like every other day. And they go in, people are running to get the cleaning supplies. And I'm just like, yawning to get my chili powder. Yeah, like not, but it's just so interesting. And then I go down the paper goods aisle where you can get like Ziploc bags and tinfoil and things like that. I just want my parchment paper and I'm looking for it. And I pick it up and I turn around and this lady coughs in my face.
Oh.
And she's like, 55 years old, doesn't cover her mouth, doesn't say excuse me, like nothing. And I whip my head around, almost do like a 360, because she coughed in my face, looked to the side of my face. I turn around and I look at her with the most disgusting look. And I'm like, you should really cover your face. And I like said it kind of loud and very mean. And she like took a step back, put her hand on her buggy and just like stood there, just like amazed. And I just turned around and left. So upset. I almost started crying. I was like, this lady's got it. I'm going to die. Like, my life is over.
Oh,
and
God.
I just got my stuff and got out. And I'm just, so upset. Then I go to Target and I just need Sudafed. When I was going to look for some more flour, because we make our own bread, and I can't find it anywhere.
Nope.
And so they didn't have any flour, and I was like, that's fine. The wine that I wanted at BJ's was out, and so I'm like looking for wine there at Target, find the wine I want, go to get Sudafed, and the guy's like, in North Carolina website is down, I can't sell you any Sudafed.
Oh my God.
Okay, what do you mean you can't sell me Sudafed? And he's like, I can't sell it to you because I can't check your ID. And I'm like, great. And so
same with the alcohol?
No, I got my alcohol's fine because they can scan your ID. I couldn't buy Sudafed over the counter because you have to like sign this consent form and they scan your ID to see if you bought it recently.
Wow.
And it's like on this website. And the website apparently was down. And so I'm like, great, because again, this is my last time out for like the next few weeks. Like, I'm not going. If I don't have it, I don't have it. I'm just going to make do. My allergies are so bad right now. And I go from like having a runny nose to having a severe sinus infection in like days. It may take you weeks to develop that. It'll take me like three or 4 days.
Will's the same way.
And I can't, I can't go to the doctor right now. I mean, I could probably call my doctor's office. This wouldn't be a big deal to get antibiotics, but still, like, it's just the point of, like, I just need
to. So you would have to leave home again to go to a pharmacy to pick up that antibiotic.
Exactly. Like, the,
which we might even be out of. Like, the medical thing now, it's like, we might be out of that antibiotic at this point.
Yes. Oh, my God. Exactly. So you see, like, where my head's going. Yeah. This lady coughed in my face. They didn't have my wine. They don't have flour. Found my wine. I'm, like, on this emotional roller coaster. Call my mom. And I put my things down in the middle of Target, this big aisle, like a main aisle in Target. Put my stuff down, and I just stand there, and I start weeping to my mother. And I'm like, what am I going to do? And I was like, Mom, I've been so strong the past few days with these kids. And then their parents called me last night. I'm just so upset. This lady coughed in my face, and now I can't get Sudafed. And I'm just, like, crying, like, loudly in Target. And nobody looks at me.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Nobody's affected by my tears. They're just like, girl, we're all feeling it. This is just your breakdown. And it was really nice to not be judged.
Yeah.
So I left, and then I went to Walgreens, and I got my Sudafed. So all is fine, but I'm just so embarrassed that I just, like, hysterically cried in the middle of Target like a child.
Whatever. This world is crazy. I feel like everything's changing so dramatically fast that it really doesn't even matter at this point. Like,
Social norms are changing.
I can say it's like, I am so, like, the past week, I just haven't cared about anything. Like, I don't care about what I post on social media. I don't care if I offend somebody. No. I don't care if they know things about me that I haven't, like, shared publicly. Like, I honestly just don't care anymore, because I'm just like, what? Like, this is so eye-opening that it's just like, I don't even care.
It is happening. The more I'm like, the truth is coming. And I'm like, this is such a tragedy. This is an awful time to be alive. This is a huge thing for our generation. And it's just beginning.
Yep.
And we don't know. This virus is changing so quickly. Like, by the time we get immunity to it, there may be another version of it. And so it's just, we just don't know what the future holds for the next little bit.
Yep.
And it's terrifying.
It's terrifying because we've never been in a situation where we don't know the future. Like, yes, of course, we could wake up tomorrow and everybody could die. But the likeliness of that has always been so slim that it's just like, we literally cannot even comprehend it.
And I don't know. I just think that this is so eye-opening. They're like making healthcare so readily available for the people affected by the COVID-19. And I'm just like, what about the rest of us, y'all?
I know.
The rest of us that have been sick this whole time that we couldn't help, and like nobody cared about us, but now that it's a pandemic and it can affect anybody regardless of your age, race, gender, how wealthy you are, like anything, like now you care?
Yep.
And I really hope that it's like a double sword. I really do. It is. It's I'm going to say the word here. It's shitty.
Yeah. Oh, it's so shitty.
That this is like what's making us be human.
Yeah. Yep. I know.
Nice.
But so as far as us, like our podcast and everything going, we just wanted to take this one to kind of like, tell you guys what we're doing in this situation. Our podcast, originally we were going to catch up and stuff, but obviously us just sitting in our houses for almost 2 weeks, there's really not that much to catch up on that you guys don't already know or aren't fully aware of. So we just kind of wanted to come on here and tell you our thoughts of the situation and how we're kind of dealing with it. I haven't cooked as often as I have in the past 2 weeks ever before in my life. So that's a change. I mean, things are changing for the better too. I can definitely see the good things in all of this, but until further notice, this will probably be how me and Lindsay will be recording, until who knows when, and maybe even a little bit after they lift restrictions for us normal people, because Lindsay is, like an autoimmune deficiency. Like, she can't get sick. So who knows how it'll affect Lindsay and how it'll affect like the rest of people who don't have anything, like any illnesses or things that they have to deal with, that when they're mostly 100% healthy.
Yeah. Exactly. We're still going to try to do podcasts because it's fun.
Yeah. But, and I mean, even if it's just updating of things that we're seeing in the news and the media and how we're feeling about it and stuff, we'll still do that too.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Such an uncertain time, guys. I'm so sorry that this is happening. And I know that right now things are weird because it's hard to get, here in the South particularly, it's hard to get a hold of a test if you feel as though you are showing symptoms of it.
Yeah.
So just hang in there, guys. Like, fight for your own health care. Don't take no for an answer. And, you know, just really stay safe. And I know a lot of people are still thinking that the media is blowing this over. Like, don't pay attention to those people. Practice your own social distancing. Yell at the person who coughs in your face and, like, do what's best for you and your family. Yeah. Because that's how we're all going to stay sane.
I know. So
eat,
many.
Eat the carbs.
Yeah. Oh, I am eating so much food. It's ridiculous. I have so much food. I've never had this much food in my house ever. So much food.
Hold on. My beats might go through and they might die in a minute. So if they do, I'll just put you on speakerphone, which I think you'll still be able to hear me fine.
Yeah, I think it's fine. And I don't think this needs to be like a full hour either. There's really not like a whole bunch that we can really talk about.
Yeah. I was going to post on social media about us doing that, buying each other an outfit, but let's work on that for our next podcast episode.
Well, it might be like a couple more because if we have to wait for Amazon to send it to us and stuff.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. And then we won't even be able to do like pictures or anything together.
Oh, yes. Okay. So this will be like 6 months from now.
I know.
We finally get to make this dream come true.
I know. I think it would be really cool, real fast. I think it would be really cool to... Oh, you know what? I don't know how, unless I could try to figure out how to do a three-way call on my phone. I think it'd be really cool to find women that aren't necessarily friends of ours that we don't like. Yes, we may like know them or know of them or something, but somebody who listens to our podcast who isn't like consider themselves a close friend to Lindsay or I, if you guys want to reach out and kind of tell us your thoughts on like COVID-19 and if it's a different state than North Carolina or Tennessee and how things are affecting you and et cetera, I think that'd be cool.
I think that'd be so cool. And I feel like, I mean, I can get a three-way call on my phone if you can't.
Yeah.
I've done it before.
Yeah, we'll play around and stuff and do a test one too.
It'd be really cool if I could get someone from another country because I've got a couple people that I know that are in Europe, but I don't know if we could make that not a $50 call.
Oh, yeah. That'd be tough. I don't know. We can look into that.
Yeah, I'll work on that.
Yeah, and what else was I going to say? I was going to say something, but I don't know. This is such a...
Well, in the meantime... Wait, you go ahead.
If you want to do that, if you want to be on our call and just kind of go over things and chat with us, DM us on Instagram.
Yes, do that because I don't check our email ever.
Yeah, neither do I. So DM us on Instagram. And if you emailed us, DM us on Instagram. Sorry, don't read those.
I was going to tell you that I just bought some stuff on Amazon to make hand soap because my sister makes bar soap and it'll be 2 years ago, I made soap with her and my grandmother. So working on those bars, so I won't have to make soap again for another 2 years. If you run out, I got you covered.
Yeah, well, don't worry because I'm going to have literally a box of like 100 bars of soap for a bridal shower that I bought in April that I had to cancel. So I'm just using them as like client thank you bars now.
Well, if you need actual like real good soap to wash your body with,
yeah, no, this is it.
40 bars.
It's like custom made.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. I see. Never mind. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to make liquid hand soap instead of bar soap.
Oh.
And it makes so much soap that I might drop half of it off at your house.
Yeah, no. Because I went today to Lowe's Foods to get hand wash because, again, like we have hand wash in our house, but I didn't run out and stock up on this stuff because we just normally have it. So I just buy it like once a month at the store. So it's not like a, oh my yeah. God, I don't have any. I need to go run out. So I have three. I have like one in each bathroom and one in my kitchen. And we were down to two bottles last Monday. And now we're down to like one of those bottles. So I went to, cause it's five people washing their hands all the freaking time. So when I went to Lowe's this morning, they had two like Dove foaming hand wash, and like, I'm sure it's okay, but I want the like 99.9% like hand wash, like some good like Dial shit, or like, you know, like not Dove that's putting in a whole bunch of like fragrances and shit. It's foaming hand wash. So I hate that.
You like the regular like gel head
yeah,
wash?
Yeah, because like if it's like foaming, I don't feel like it's like it gets as clean. Does that make sense?
No, it makes perfect sense. Well, I'll drop them off and I'll text you later this week when I get it made.
Okay.
You have to let it sit for a few days, so I'll drop it off maybe like Thursday
and
then
whatever.
We'll text about it.
Okay.
But if you guys want to like work on making your own hand soap, you can definitely find it super easy to do. It takes just a couple of hours and you need just like some gloves and eye protective wear and an open door. You can make your own hand soap and it costs you like maybe $50 to completely do like a whole batch, but that batch will last you like maybe 2 years. You can split it with somebody, it'll last you like a year.
Well, how do you make yours? Like, what are you using it?
So you have to use KOH is the chemical that you use.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm putting, it's half, so you make castile soap first, and then you put guar gum, I hope I'm saying that right.
Who knows?
Mixed
who cares?
With water. And then you can put essential oils in it that make it more antibacterial. And I'm going to put that immunity stuff that I found that's like cleaning and it smells good. So it's my castile soap though is half olive oil, half coconut oil, which makes it moisturizing for your hands, but coconut oil is very bubbly, so it's really cleaning. So it'll be not like a full antibacterial because you can't really say that unless it's been tested, but it is a good antibacterial soap that's all natural that I made, and it's good. It's better than anything you're going to buy at the store, and it makes so much that you just make one bottle of it at a time. So I'll leave you the ingredients and then you make it one bottle at a time.
Oh, interesting. Cool. Okay.
Yeah. But I'll split it with you because it's just so much like it's just me and Ben will never go through it.
All right, girl. Well, I don't have anything else to say. I don't know if you wanted to talk about anything else.
No.
I'll kind of just go over what we've been doing our daily schedule real fast.
Let's do that.
Yeah. So I have been sleeping until like 9 o'clock every morning. It's been bliss. My daughters are both out of school, preschool, no soccer, no dance class, no speech therapy for Wells. So our normal like everyday weekly to-do list is literally to zero. So we've been getting up. The girls will kind of come and lay in my bed until like 9 o'clock or play upstairs. And Wells like contently plays in his room with his toys until around 9 o'clock. Sometimes it's like 8:30, but I can usually push it to 9 o'clock. And then we've been getting up and Audrey's been doing yoga. I haven't really been making her do schoolwork because she's technically tracked out right now. So she wouldn't be doing schoolwork anyways. And so Audrey does kids yoga. We have breakfast. We kind of just hang out around the house, watch cartoons and stuff. And then we've been doing lunch around noon and nap time for Wells, and the girls get YouTube time and get to play like electronics if they want. Then we've been spending a lot of time outside. So thankfully we have that trampoline, and the kids have a bounce house that we've played a little bit with. We are most likely going to get them a playground like swing set for Easter. So my parents and Will's parents and us, we're all going to go into it together and get them a nice playground out there. So we've been doing a lot of outside time. I have never spent so much money on kid shit on Amazon in my life. I have bought color books, crayons. I have bought clay. I bought shaving cream, flying planes, literally so a sprinkler for next week when it's warmer outside. I have bought so much shit just to keep my kids occupied.
When is it supposed to be delivered?
Like next Wednesday.
Okay, because I ordered my stuff like early last week, and it's not going to be here till Tuesday. So it was like, I think, an 8-day delay for me.
Yeah.
And my stuff was like soap making supply.
Yeah, mine is, it's about a week, like week shipping now on Amazon. So I've just been getting kid stuff. I went to a bakery last Wednesday to get Will a birthday cake, and it was like a curbside pickup. And they, on their website, they listed that they had like DIY cookie kits. So we got one of those, and the kids like decorated cookies. We've been having coloring contest, and that's about it. Lots of outdoor time to try to keep them occupied. And they're definitely getting stir crazy, I can tell.
Listen. I know. Well, I know that Amazon's doing that Kindle Unlimited. I know that you could probably do that if Audrey reads.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
They're doing 2 months free.
Well, I have it. So I didn't even think to like find books for her on there.
Yeah. I looked at, all my friends have kids, like, because all my friends are older.
Yeah.
And my sister teaches school. So they've all been sitting me stuff because I had the kids last week. But because they're not my kids and it was kind of like a vacation for them, all we did was lay around and play games and go outside. And we played in the chalk.
Yeah, if so Audrey.
None of it was structured for us.
Yeah, ours wasn't like very structured at all.
But I think that if you do have kids and you are looking for something and it's, you're the parent and it's every day, then I think that their reading would be good for them, maybe. Keep their mind stimulized. What is that word? Stimulized? Yeah.
I don't know. Stimulized, I guess. Stimulated.
Stimulated, yes. I got sneezed in the face by an idiot. I think I lost some brain cells.
It's okay. I have been enjoying myself this past week. Like, I don't want to like say it on here, but I've definitely been enjoying myself. So I can never remember anything either. But if Audrey does switch to like completely online school for the rest of the year, we're going to have to buy her a laptop. And I am not excited about that.
No, that really sucks because you're not going to want to get like the crappy laptop.
Well, I think what I would do is buy myself like a pretty nice laptop and just give her my like travel laptop and she could just use that. So it might actually work out in my favor and be good for me. I don't know. We'll see. So
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
So my niece is turning 16 next month, and we're going to get her something because she's 16, and you always have to do something nice for their 16th birthday. 16 and 25 are the two ones I think you should always do something for somebody. And
why 25, not 21?
Because 25 is like, so 21 is fun. You can buy them alcohol, take them out drinking. Like, you can still do something nice, but like a nice gift, I think, is 25, because 25 is that year in your life where
you like, really are becoming like, you're an adult.
Yeah, it's an oh shit birthday for
it
sure.
It is.
I think that living through 25 was such a year for me that I just feel like it should always be good. Just give them something good because that year's gonna be shit potentially. Like,
yeah.
So no.
That's gonna be us next year turning 30.
I'm so excited to turn 30. I think that of anything is just gonna be a gift in itself.
I know. Hopefully,
it's just like 2021. Hopefully, will already be better than 2020.
I know our year 29 is shit so far.
I know. Oh my god. But I asked her if she wanted to get a Fitbit because I like Fitbit. Thought she might be interested in it, or she was playing with my Polaroid camera.
Ooh.
And so she really likes to take pictures. I've always known that. So I'm going to ask you, what is a good starter camera that's not going to break my bank that I could get for a 16-year-old who's going to just trash it?
So I don't know if they make this anymore. You might be able to find it like refurbished or whatever. But what I learned on a long time ago is a Canon T3i. It was great. It's a great beginner camera. It's crop sensor. It's super affordable. But she can still learn like the basics of shooting a manual and stuff on it. And it comes with a kit lens. Yeah, it comes with a kit lens usually. And then if you want to like really up her game, then you could buy her like a Nifty 50 lens, which gives her, it's like $100 lens or something. And it's basically a 50 millimeter 1.8. I think it might be a 2.0. I don't know. But it's a good starter lens. But the kit lens that comes with it, if you find a T3i that comes with a lens still, the kit lens should be good too for her to learn on.
They don't have them on Amazon, but I'll definitely do my research. Look up
a Canon T7i because like they make newer versions of it, so they might not even make a T3i anymore.
They she wanted a Polaroid, but I was just like, that's not economical, I don't think. No. Because then she has like Polaroids in the, it's so expensive. I just thought for a 16-year-old, it's not worth it. And she
The film gets outrageous. Audrey had one of those Polaroid cameras. You're talking about like what you use for your guest book at your wedding, right?
Yeah. I just didn't think, if she really wants to take pictures, like I don't think that that's going to be one. This T7i is $800.
Okay. Yeah.
Can't afford that.
That's like the starter one. Look up like T5i's. That's what you're gonna have to like look into, like Best Buy and stuff like that, and maybe see if you can find a refurbished one.
Yeah, I will. I'll do that when we're not sitting here.
Yeah.
But I'll find something. But it's just nice to know that like that's a good place to start, and then I can go from there and research and get her something that she can use.
Yep. All right. Well, I am going to end my night like I do every single night. I'm going to go lay in my bed and watch Grey's Anatomy with my children until they fall asleep. And Will and I have been doing a Marvel marathon where we're watching the Marvel movies in order. So that's been fun.
I'm going to definitely do the Marvel thing, but probably by myself because Ben already knows everything about it. But tonight, I'm going to end my night by making me a Earl Grey hot tea with milk. And I'm just going to go to bed right now because I'm old and I'm tired.
Just so everybody knows, I'm going to be like 30 pounds heavier when we get out of this whole shit storm. Because literally, I eat food every single night, like chips and cake every night.
I've already lost 3 pounds since the kids were here.
Me and Lindsay are going to be opposite.
I know. I haven't been eating as much. I think it's the worry. And we were walking so much that I'm burning like ridiculous amounts of calories.
Yep. So Lindsay's going to come out looking hot and ready to go. And I'm going to come out 30 pounds heavier. So it's going to be a great time.
No judgment, no matter which way you're going on that spectrum, guys.
No judgment whatsoever. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Lindsay, you can cut this out if you want, but I'm going to email you this episode right now.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye.